raining and pouring truth on the awful scumbaggery agents of the freaking corporatocracy that runs this gosh dang planet right here, 5 days a week on the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make sure, of course, that everybody understands this is a listener-supported broadcast. The only reason the show is on the air is because of all the people that donate. This is their fault. It's not mine. Okay, I would wither and die away without your support, which reminds me, I desperately need a lot of support right now, specifically regular donations, because what we want to do is we want to move into a bigger house with a few extra rooms so that we can kit them out as radio and video studios so that I can invite activists into the studio proper and teach them how to do all of this radio thing. And do all of this video thing and actually know how to use the equipment, learn how to use the operating programs and stuff like that, and teach you the basics in a day. It's not that hard. You just do a radio show, then you do an interview, and then you edit them both, and you're done. You know? Then they'll possess the skills and the knowledge to be able to do it themselves, and they won't need me anymore. That way you've got a whole bunch of media savvy able to produce their own material content activists out there, which can amplify their own voices and won't be so reliant on the odd mention and soundbite horrible nature of the mainstream media coverage. God, I hate soundbites. I hate them so very, very much. They explain so little and yet give you a clear impression. It's really messed up, man. Don't let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Please, for the love of Norwegian cheese, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Get in that bank account number there, the Kiwi Bank for Guerrilla Media. Start up an automatic payment. $5 a month, $10 a month. Got some people doing $50, $100 a month. You know, more is needed. The more I've got regularly coming in, the better rent I can pay because I want to have a nice place where we can actually host activists as well. If they're coming in from overseas, they've got to do video conferences or things like that. We'll have the facility where they can engage in interviews with people from all over the country, nice phone lines and the whole thing, and a room to stay in if they need it as well. You know, keep them comfortable because for Frank's sake, when you're traveling the world exposing scumbaggery, what you want, I think, rather, what you really would love and what you really need is somebody who's got available all the tools and the lodgings so that you don't really have to pay or travel or do a whole bunch of other crap that was rather unnecessary and expensive in the first place. And that's what I plan to do with the place that I'm living. You know, Sarah knows about this. We all figured it out. We've got to get out of wherever the heck we are now, but it's going to take a substantial cost in order to move from here to another place, not only initially where you'll need a couple of grand, but after that you'll also need maybe an extra $100 or $200 a week in order to cover the extra expenses on the second phone line and so on and so forth, so it'll all professional and legit. So, yeah, if you can, ladies and gentlemen, please, I've given activists coverage like nobody else ever in New Zealand history. It's no competition. Not by a long shot. And we do it every single day because it needs to be done and nobody else is doing it. So I think it's time to expand and do even more and make this little operation here a seed that will grow into a giant tree capable of producing many more seeds of its own. Go to that VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Please subscribe today. And there's our ad-free archives up on the top left there. If you just look around the little writing up at the top of the website, you'll see ad-free archives. So everybody who listens to the show, you don't like ads, you know, you don't really have to listen to them, okay? It's right there for you for free if you want. I just encourage you to donate if you be so kind, if you want to do that. So thank you. I just really wanted to get that out there. Now back to my very special guest, Penny Bright, who also would need a bit of funding. By chance, because I remember your last mayoral campaign, Penny, you got into a wee bit of debt before you before the day was out on that one. Do you need some donations as well?
That would be great. Yeah, I mean, as you know, neither of us, we do it for the money. And last time, it was my family that sort of bailed me out, and I still I still owe them about $5,000, but I mean, I'll get there eventually. But it shouldn't be like that. I mean, you know, those of us who run on the smell of an oily rag, yeah, we are very cost effective. And what I'm looking for, I mean, I'd really like a hand. I've got about $1,300 outstanding from the Merrill campaign, and I need at least $2,000 to get over to this anti-corruption conference in Sydney at the end of this month. And the reason why I really want to go to this conference is I went to the Australian Public Sector Conference in 2009, because when your keen is mustard, you're like blotting paper. You go and you listen at the workshops, you mix and mingle with the experts, you get their names, you get the hard copy literature to take away, and if you do your homework, you get your head around it. So back in 2009, that's when I learned about lobbyists and how you need a code of conduct for lobbyists and you need a register of lobbyists, neither of which we have in New Zealand. And I also learned about post-separation employment, which is the revolving door between public office in the private sector, and there should be a quarantine period of, say, 18 months to 2 years, because otherwise it's seen as people getting in public office just to feather their own nest. And a classic example of that, of course, is the former Minister of Justice and Commerce, Simon Power, who went straight from from being a minister to heading Westpac Private Bank with no quarantine period, and that's the bank the government uses. So that would be unlawful in Australia. But that's an example of this post-separation employment revolving door. So anyway, and it's a chance to actually, now that I was sort of the fourth highest polling mayoral candidate in Auckland, and I campaigned directly against corrupt corporate control, and they usually are very well attended by media, I can really help make a fuss. So anyway, folks, like $2,000 is 100 people giving me $20. Now, how hard's that? So Kiwi Bank, PM Bright, that's 38910072571900. That'd be a huge help.
And that's listed on your website, waterpressure.wordpress.com, isn't it, Penny?
That's a very good point.
If it's not, it freaking well should be.
That's exactly right. But if people have a look on my mayoral website, you'll get more up-to-date information on there. So that's www.pennybright4mayor.org.nz, and you can get up to date with the facts. Some of the facts that I'm giving you now, you will find up there. And so, yeah, I'll put a bit more information about there. About, you know, if people want to donate, that would be really lovely. Just a little bit. If a lot of people just give a little bit, and off we go. Fuss making on the smell of an oily rag.
Yeah, and also. The way that I've survived is because I've got a lot of real loyal listeners who've been listening to me for a long time and giving those regular contributions of a few dollars a month. It really, really helps if you set up an automatic payment. It takes a lot of the stress and pressure off, kind of thing. I encourage people to do that as well if you're donating to Penny.
Well, I mean, I'm just lucky enough to have a freehold house, so my sole income, I get $320 a week from flatmates, and if that was for a 40-hour week, that'd be $8 an hour. So I would love the living wage, $18.40. I wouldn't know myself. But anyway, I mean, so that's it. You know, very cheap to run. But I usually just ask. I sort of survive on that, but I just ask for when there's specific sort of things that come up. So just a bit of outstanding money from the mayoral campaign would be marvellous. I got 25 core flute screen printed signs, and that was a bit over $1,000, and someone loaned me $200 to stand, and I got a new stencil open the books, which cost about $100. So I need to just sort of get over the hump, because I've still got power bills and phone bills and all that. But as far as you're concerned, Vinny, I totally agree with the automatic payments, I'm not in quite a position to help myself right now. But I've always found
I had a really scary thought the other day. It's like a tithe. It's like a tithe. It's like the Church of Truth, and you like you donate to your prophets, kind of thing. Like, I don't know why I had that thought.
Well, I mean, in my view, you know, if people can help send me over to Australia, it's an investment in fighting corruption, because I can tell you right now that that you'll get your money's worth. You will get your money's worth, because the thing is that I've managed to organise accommodation really el cheapo there. And, I'm trying to get the cheapest possible flight. I want to get that booked in tomorrow. But then it's $2,000 registration. That's not cheap, but trust me, they're very well attended. There's probably at least 500 delegates there. And what I'm just trying to do is tell the truth that New Zealand, the corruption reality check is that we are not the least corrupt country in the world. We haven't even ratified the UN Convention Against Corruption, because we don't have a legislative framework in place for openness, transparency, and democratic accountability. It's all bollocks. I might not be able to.
What did you expect in a monarchy?
And exactly.